We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. This is the Monday morning edition of the Bart Winkler Show for February 20th. I got a lot to get to throughout the week this week. I'm also a little busy this week with work. I got a little work this week. CBS Sports Radio is on there Saturday for a five-hour shift, and I'm going to be on this week filling in for Bill Ryder. And he's on from 9 to 11 in the morning, Central Time, and that will be on 1250. So there will be there. I will be on 1250 AM The Fan in Milwaukee in my old slot against all my rivals this week. So I am looking forward to that. I thought I'd do an All-Star Game post-game show. We are live on YouTube. I don't expect a lot of people to be joining me throughout the evening, but the offer is there because I thought this would be a big night for the Bucks. I thought this would be a big night for Giannis. I thought it would be a big night for Drew, and that was the reasoning behind doing this and wanting to do this and promoting it for Sunday. Along the way, Giannis got hurt, hurt his wrist, and then that kind of put into jeopardy what this game was going to look like for him. He did start the game. Had a dunk right away, and then that was it. He fouled himself out and left the court. So he had a nice plus-minus of two tonight. Giannis did. So 2 points. He did get in. He's on the stat sheet. And his team won, by the way, 184 to 175. This is the first time that LeBron's lost a team that he's captain, and it's the first time that Giannis has won. Giannis did pretty well in the draft. He took Damian Lillard first out of the reserves, which paid off. He took Drew Holiday, who didn't play that much either. So the Bucks kind of went there. Now, Holiday did do the skills competition for Giannis. So maybe he was tuckered out from Saturday night. He joined Thanasis and Alex. And that's a nice display. That's a nice display. National TV, let's have Thanasis Adetokounmpo take threes. I think there should be more teams in that skills competition. Also, I think it's kind of random and weird, but I like that of all the people, Thanasis is the one chucking up threes. Not in the three-point competition, of course. That was Dame. He won there, and he got to have the game-winning shot tonight for Team Giannis. Giannis, I thought, you know, LeBron drafted, if you want to talk about the draft, LeBron drafted a lot of bigs. Giannis took a lot of guards. Giannis took a lot of guys who could potentially be a free agent and maybe find their way to Milwaukee. I think Bucks fans were pulling out that mock picture between him and Giannis and Dame, where Dame's wearing a Bucks jersey when Dame was drafted first. I think people were excited about that. And then he took Drew Holiday. But again, Drew only played nine minutes and had 3 points. So the Bucks, not the Bucks, but the Bucks, the Bucks captain, Team Giannis, they get the win, and we'll talk more about that throughout the evening. As I was talking on CBS Sports Radio, I think it was a sneaky good sports weekend. Maybe you went into this weekend not thinking so, but the All-Star competitions was good. Mac McClung winning the slam dunk contest. Everybody thinks the slam dunk contest is back, so people are excited that they didn't waste their time there. NASCAR Daytona. I did watch some of Daytona. Aaron Rodgers' Eskimo brother, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., got the dub. And I really think I think the XFL might have been the best part of the weekend. Our XFL correspondent, Tim Shea, is here. Well, what did you watch? Did you watch the All-Star game or did you watch the XFL game on Sunday night?
I watched nothing.
Or did you watch like porn or something?
You know me.
Yeah.
I watched a bit of the All-Star game. It's kind of boring this year. At least, the end, there was no drama at the end. It's been good the last couple of years, but.
Yeah, the year that it was in Chicago was the Elam ending, and that did really good.
Yep.
It was a close game again last year. This year, it wasn't as good. It was three quarters of BA was guilty of this, but it was basically three quarters of stick around. You'll see Tatum and Brown go at each other.
Yep. Yeah.
Stick around. So this whole Celtics narrative that was driven again, stick around. And it was entertaining. It just, that's kind of what it felt like. And then the fourth quarter, things are supposed to ramp up a little bit, but it didn't really get to that point. Now, I think Andrew Bogut, did I see that tweet? Andrew Bogut said the NBA All-Star game needs to die. I think the NBA All-Star game is good, but the problem with it is it's really exciting for the first 6 minutes. And then, it slows down. Then the halftime takes 50 minutes. And, you got Karl Malone and Kareem and LeBron all in one spot. Karl Malone famously got a 13-year-old girl pregnant, by the way. Look it up.
So first off here, I'm going to give you live play-by-play as I'm watching it. So Giannis wins a trophy that he's bringing back to Milwaukee.
Well, no. I guess he deserves it.
He gets it. The All-Star champions. They're interviewing him right now.
Mm.
So he gets a trophy. And now they'll name an MVP as well.
Oh, that'll be Tatum.
That's what I'm guessing because him and his and little Tatum is right there.
Deuce. Well, Tatum at 55. Lillard at 26. Mitchell at 40. You had Jaylen Brown with 35 on the other side, but it's clearly Tatum. So Tatum will get the MVP.
Yes, and he gets a car, a new Kia, which someone will be able to go then steal.
I saw there was a good tweet last night that if they put a Kia out on that court for the skills competition, it'll be on Sherman Boulevard by That's a tweet verbatim. OG Jeezy, maybe? Maybe he's the one that tweeted it. He's got some good tweets. Just a couple of comments coming in, and then we'll talk about the rest of the weekend. Bucky says, turns out Giannis is a good GM. He's getting shit on for that. I was surprised he didn't take Drew first. Is there dissension in the Bucks locker room? 414-799. Let's see.
And yes, to confirm, it was Tatum, obviously. He officially won the MVP.
Good. Aaron says it's going to be fun when Dame comes to Milwaukee. I think that's every Bucks ultimate dream.
Just because of the first pick.
Cameron says Brian Anderson doing bigger and bigger TNT games is a big sign he won't be doing Brewer games. He's hit the big time. Yeah, I don't know if Mark can afford him.
That was – here we go again. That was interesting that they had Harlan do Saturday and Brian Anderson do today. I wonder what that's all about.
Well, I'm sure those two are tight. I mean, they both have Wisconsin ties.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they cross paths a lot. They both work for the same company. I'm sure they talk frequently. Maybe Harlan wanted to give it up or he wanted to try something else instead. Because I don't – who normally does the
– Harlan. Well
– Does he do them both?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Harlan's first year doing this was last year because didn't come on, help me. The guy that goes, yes, for the longest
time. Marv Albert, yeah.
Yes, Marv Albert did it. And last year was his first year not doing it. So I think they let Harlan do it, and now they let Brian Anderson do it.
Well, BA is a star, and Turner loves BA. Turner Sports loves BA.
I still don't know why then they're not letting him do the Final Four after this year.
Well, it's Jim Nance.
This is his last year doing it, and they're giving the Final Four to Ian Eagle.
Oh, that's right.
After this year, so... Maybe they're just kind of
BA everything. BA does all the golf stuff they do.
Except for, no, that's Jim Nance.
No, Turner.
Oh, Turner. Okay, yes.
Like
yes.
the, what's it called? The match?
Yeah, the match. Yeah, all that stuff.
He does all that stuff.
Yeah, I got you.
So I'm not going to drink this week.
Excuse me? Oh, well, you got a big week. I heard you earlier. You're back in your time slot.
Back in my old time slot. 9 to 11. So exactly. I'll just take the gummies. I got to pop one here pretty soon. The CBD CBN, happyplacehemp.com. Promo code's BART, 25% off every order. And because that helps. That helps me. That helps me sleep. But a lot of times I'll take like the Delta 8s. Because I was talking to someone who took like a THCO the other night and said they just got wrecked from it in a good way. But then I took the Delta 8. I took like the Delta 8 and 2 sleep once.
Good Lord, Bart.
And I thought I felt fine all night. And then I woke up the next day. I was like, oh, man, I was feeling pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they help you feel good. Obviously, but there's other ones too. There's the THC free mango ones. Some people think it helps them focus. They've noticed that. Some people like to use the cream if they're having, you know, like an arthritis type thing, or if you thought you had gout for a week, the cream kind of stuff can help. So happyplacehemp.com, promo code BART.
Do they have anything for pout?
For pout? That joke's not that funny. Okay. You keep bringing it up.
Yeah, I know.
It was like a one-time joke.
Well, I like to do things like 6 or 7 times, so.
Oh.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Matt says, Tim doesn't like sports.
No, I don't, apparently. Boo sports.
Let's see. Brandon wants to know what the poison is tonight. Diet do? Do zero.
We can see through the can, too. That's even better.
We're on YouTube. Do zero. Because I get $1.50 off each 12-pack through the Ibotta app. If you want my code, I'll give you that.
God, you have a code for everything.
Yeah, you want my Ibotta code? I'll give you my Ibotta code. Just some more comments that I want to ask you about McGuire's.
Yes.
Oshkosh North Star, Halliburton played well. Yeah, what did Halliburton end up with? 18? So that was pretty good. Zach in the Falls given a 10 spot.
Oh.
Wow. 3 CBD CBNs deep. He's going to pass out. Have a good night. So hopefully he knows that he gave me that.
3?
Yeah. Oof. Bucky says, All-Star game was dreadfully underwhelming. Keep the other All-Star festivities, but designate the game for G League guys trying to make it. The All-Star game, again, we're going to do this every time with every All-Star game. It was fine. It can be better. They've already tried to make it better with the draft. The draft was maybe the best part of the night. Jokic is like, fuck this. I'm not going to be last. Giannis drafting Ja Morant at the wrong time. You know, so the draft was good. The game was good too, but like I said, it's good at the beginning and then it just kind of gets slow. The halftime is way too long. It ends up being a concert. And then the Jay-Z video to LeBron was like 9 minutes at the beginning of the game. And it was like, it wasn't even like celebrating LeBron. It was celebrating that Jay-Z is friends with LeBron. Mm-hmm. That was weird. Garrett says, Giannis shot 100% tonight. Why wasn't he the MVP? Many people are asking. There is an investigation. It's rigged. Wisco Cheese says, how long, honestly, will the XFL last? So I was in on Saturday with CBS, and I was talking to the producer, Billy G, and he wasn't into it. Like, he's like, I got no reason to watch this. And I liked the XFL when it started in 2001, and I liked the XFL back 2020. I like spring football. I like, you know some of these guys, I can make a few bucks. I think I made like $100 this weekend on XFL. No big deal. Thank you, DraftKings. And so I like it. It's football. And some of the games, like the home crowds were good. The San Antonio crowd was good. This game tonight in D.C., there was an exchange. Oh, by the way, Toby and Horvat saw each other there. I'll talk to one or both of them later in the week about that because they're both at the game, sat pretty close. And Toby said that everybody was pretty much in the bag. And they have so... These DC games, they have a beer snake with all the cups. So, you know, you've seen it before. I don't know if it started there, but it became a big DC tradition in 2020 for the XFL is this beer snake. This time around, they took it away and the DC fans are pissed. And I don't know where they got all these, but they started throwing lemons on the field. So the teams had to clear the field because of the lemons. Finally, the crowd must have ran out of lemons. And then this was in the end zone where Seattle was backed up. The crowd got super loud. And then DC had a pick six. And it was like really enthralling. It was really just, it was a good product. This was a good product. There's a couple other things that happened. The game Sunday afternoon. Did you just watch the game last night, Tim, the Saturday game?
Yeah, I did actually watch the ending of the DC game.
Okay, the Saturday game where you were at McGuire's and they had that party was the worst game of the weekend.
Yep.
It was a blowout. But the game this afternoon, it was A.J. McCarron's team. A.J. McCarron was sucking against Jack Cohn's team. Jack Cohn plays for San Antonio. McCarron plays for St. Louis. St. Louis is down 9. And when you're down 9, you're fucked, right? But they score the – the extra point, no extra point. It's a 1, 2, or 3 point conversion based on yardage. They win for 3, got it. All of a sudden, I think they were down a couple points or it was a tie game. I don't remember. But either way, they were down because they had to go for an onside kick.
Yeah.
But there's no onside kick. You get a 4th and 15 from like your 25 yard line and they got it. And then they went down and they scored. So I just, when you're down 9 and there's 2 minutes left, the game's over. Because even if you score, you're still losing by a possession, and then you have to get the onside kick. In the NFL, it's over. The XFL, it made it that much closer. And I think there's a lot of things like – I think there are some things we'll eventually see that we saw in the XFL. Not having an extra point and doing the 1, 2, 3, I think, is something that would be a fun adaptation. Yep. The 4th and 15 thing would be a fun adaptation. The kickoffs, it's a different kickoff situation. I don't know what I think about that. And then also there's another rule about punts where if the punt goes out of bounds from the 35-yard line to the end zone, they get it at the 35. So they don't like coffin corner punts. They want you to return it. Okay. So there's never like a long 90-yard drive, so to speak. So there's a lot in this that I think can be utilized. So I liked it. How was the party at Saturday night? You said standing room only, and then you
standing room only. Now the picture, I tweeted a picture, and I believe you retweeted it too, or the Bart Winkler Show Twitter page retweeted it. But so the picture doesn't give it justice because it does look like there are people missing around. Yeah. From I took it at a bad angle, but behind me people were standing, to the left of me people were standing. They had squares, they had pools going, they had They had a bunch of stuff going, but it was every seat was full, and they love their XFL at McGuire's.
Now, did Danny get a second bartender in, or was it
just... No, it was him. He was hustling around, running back and forth, and they had $2 hams cans.
Wow. So, Jeff says XFL is something going for it that it didn't have 20 years ago, and that is legal sports betting nearly everywhere. Of course, not in Wisconsin. It can succeed this time. Yeah, I got into it because of the DraftKings. You know, since the lineups.
They also put like the over under on the bottom line, and
but they real picky. The broadcasts are a little too much. Like, put it up there, say, oh, this drive, you know, over under. Instead, they Joey Galloway and the guy in the Sunday afternoon game, and I'm gonna bring in Austin. They were like, oh, if it, I don't know, they spent like 5 minutes talking about it. It's like too much.
I like the replay. I like hearing the plays too, the coordinators talking. So
yeah, I thought it was a good product. You know, you of all the spring leagues that have debuted, including the XFL itself a few years ago, this was the best opening weekend of any of those leagues. It's unfortunate the Saturday night game was a bummer, but most normal people were either watching the slam dunk contest or Roman Reigns fight Sami Zayn in what was really the highlight of the weekend. Austin, what's happening, my brother?
Hey, guys. XFL weekend.
Did you get into it?
I watched, like, the first half of the first game. Oh. And, then the girlfriend and I just ordered Chinese and watched Knives Out, that Glass Onion shit.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, same. Well, okay, so, but what I did see in the XFL, what I thought was cool, was there was a ruling on the field. And they went to the guy in the booth that was reviewing the catch. And he was like kind of explaining it.
Yeah.
I think that's something cool that the NFL should do. Like, these refs should, in all their calls, they can walk us through their thought process rather than.
It right. Just being, and that's something that call, I think for the casual fan, like, we love that. But, I don't know if the NFL wants to give away the game.
Yeah, well.
Like, these startup leagues are going to do it because, hey, watch it because we give you access. But the NFL's like, nah, we ain't.
Right, but, okay, remember when the XFL first started, that's when they got that Skycam for the NFL. So, I don't know. I think that was a cool one that they could bring in.
Look, I really like the conversion thing, the extra point. I think it's 2 yards for 1 point, 5 yards for two, and 10 yards for three. So there are no extra points. You have to do a conversion. There's no extra points. I like that. Well, right, and I really like the 4th and 15 thing, and it helped the team win today.
Well, we hate kicking.
Yeah.
As a country. We don't like things. You don't have to kick.
Right. Except for loser soccer fans like me.
Yeah, and all exactly, NFL right. coaches. But, oh, God forbid, way too much. Yeah. Hey, I got one more thing. So I was listening to your show the other day when you guys were talking about Burns. I know this isn't not a lot happened sports wise, but so didn't we all, who was the guy that reported? Didn't we all see this coming months ago when the trial happened? Like, we're all upset now that Burns is.
Well,
like,
I think the problem now is that Burns talked about it.
Yeah. But we all knew this was happening. They fucked him. Just pay. Why do they have to choose Corbin Burns to bleed out $750,000? Why Corbin Burns? Guy won a Cy Young.
I don't know. I think it's the whole thing with like
Rodgers.
They don't. If you cave one time, then you're going to be known as a team that caves or whatever. And I know that other teams, like, you know, every team does arbitration. It's part of baseball, and that's the argument. It's like, well, every team does it. Well, just because there's a process that's set up doesn't mean you have to be the biggest. Like, they were dicks about it, trying to blame Corbin for not making the playoffs. And then
how about they blame themselves for fucking dealing Hater? How about they blame themselves?
Yeah, that too. I still think that, like, the Brewers, and this is what I was rallying against the other day, at some point you got to be like, what's the reaction going to be? And I don't think they care. I think they just they think we'll get all crazy for a weekend, and then forget about it and order our 10 packs, you know, the next day. But I think that they're going to start to see, like, we don't, you know, should they, could they leave? Will they leave in 10 years? Will they leave in 20 years? Nobody wants them to leave. But in the meantime, I got no good reason to go out of my way to order Brewer tickets right now. Like, if somebody calls me and says, want to go to the game tonight, I mean, still, I don't know. I got no good reason to want to go to a Brewer game right now based on how the team is being run.
As somebody, I agree with that. Last year when they traded Josh Hader, I went to one game after that wearing my Hader jersey. It was like 4 days after it, maybe something like that, within a week. And then I stopped spending money on the Brewers. And they, if you're going to blame fucking Corbin Burns for the reason that you didn't make it, like, fuck that organization. I'm so fed up with them. Like, I'm going to go to opening day. I'm going to start, I'll, you know, watch them again this year. But if they fuck up that pitching staff of how fucking good that is, I don't know, man. Like, you can't hit and you have a pitching staff and you're going to fuck up the one good thing that you got. Oh my God. I'm so irritated with that team.
Well, that's what they've been doing, though. Shows, that's what they've been doing.
Yeah, I know. So, like, why am I going there and spending $100 to sit in the sixth row and then buying $20 beers?
That's why you have to buy tickets right after first pitch on SeatGeek.
Promo code BART.
It still might work there, actually.
Drink at the bars before the game.
Yeah. Get $2 hams at McGuire's.
No hams. I got a keg of Pabst right now. So,
like, did you have a party, or you just yeah, like how you do it?
Yeah, we had a party, but so yeah. So I'm still up. So
I, Tim, when's the last time you drank out of a kegger?
God, I couldn't tell you. Tim, why was it? Where
I think like a quarter barrel for a bachelor party, and
where was
a quarter of it?
Where was our invitation to this party?
Well, I don't know. Okay, here's the question. Have you guys ever done a keg stand?
Yes.
God, yeah. I didn't have the balls to do it. I just drank like 40 beers and fell in my shower. So that was my Saturday.
Yeah, I blacked out watching the Roman Reigns match. I blacked out.
Last thing. Hey, I started rewatching WWF on Peacock. By God, I fucking
like the old ones. What? Like the old ones?
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta watch the new ones. WrestleMania season.
I know. Well, that's what I'm trying to speed through it and get caught up. But I'm
kind of rewatching. That's a mistake. All right, Austin. Good to see you, buddy.
All right, boys. Have a good night. I'll be watching on the YouTube.
All right, see ya, Austin. Did a keg stand or didn't do a keg stand? Matt says he would pay to see you do a keg stand.
Okay.
Okay, so I got a lot of feedback to the Friday show where I just cried and cried about the Brewers.
I wouldn't say cry.
Well, I was raging.
Yeah.
I got some voicemails, and if you want to leave some voicemails, 402-915-BART, 402-915-BART, Carl's Place, bringing you the voicemails, carlofet.com/BART. Check out Golf Simulators. Matt jumped on. Matt, I want you to hear this. You jumped on and were eating a salad. And I got like nine complaints about it. I got like nine. And it was like, well, he ate ice cream the other night. Well, Matt's shtick is getting out of. He ate a salad one time.
So what's he eating tonight?
Well, I don't know, but I just want to tell Matt that. Yeah, people were irate. He says, what? People were like irate. NNYE66 gave $2 to the Tim Shea keg stand fund. Yeah, so I don't know. I thought that was weird. It was just a lot of comments about, like, I'm sorry. He ate a salad for like 10 seconds. There's a lot worse things that happen on this show.
But people pick out eating a salad.
Yeah.
Or eating an ice cream cone.
Yeah. I mean, I try to have engaging, thoughtful conversations with Tim, and he's doing his taxes.
They're done. Taxes are done.
They are?
Yep.
You getting any money back?
That's funny. I hate my life.
So you owe because of Uber and stuff, right?
Yes.
Shit. That's why with DoorDash.
Uh-huh. Don't. Just stop. Someone from the IRS is watching.
No. No. I've made about $400 on DoorDash. I went the other day because I went to go see Ant-Man. Which.
Yeah.
No. I don't think the critics. I think the critics were too hard on it. But I know what they're saying. I do have some things that I wish were different. I don't want to give any spoilers. It is an enjoyable 2-hour movie. It really is. But when you start to look at the bigger picture, it didn't satisfy me with what I was looking for from it.
Okay.
Anyway, so then I DoorDashed on the way home because I went to Mequon because I could watch it at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
So then I just checked my DoorDash and I was like, hey, do 2 Panera breads right on the way home. Jeff says, my youngest son learned 2 new swear words thanks to the Bart Winkler Show podcast. I've been trying not to swear more. I can't control Austin.
Fuck yeah. Sorry.
Matt in the Falls, not eating a salad tonight. He is in the tub.
Oh, dear Lord. Yep. What the hell?
I'm in the bathtub, and I'm getting words that people are upset about me, like, politely eating a salad. It's not like I had it, like, falling out of my mouth. I'm blub, 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 blub.
Yeah, I should have had the tweets ready.
Tweets? You got tweets about that? People?
Multiple tweets. They were just upset that, like, they talked about it to me like this was a long-running shtick, like Fallon doing thank you notes. Like, it was just like it's a weekly segment on the show.
2 weeks in a row, I guess.
Love the show, but Matt in the Falls coming on eating a meal stick is getting old. What else do we have?
2 times.
Anyway.
Like 9 days apart, too.
That, very old. Yeah, you really bothered people.
I mean, I guess you're going to get some tweets about the bathtub, too, because now I've been in the bathtub twice.
Who is that clown eating his salad on your show? Come on, man. Either eat before or after.
When the topics are hot, you got to get in there.
So how's the bath going?
It's nice. It's lukewarm. I've got the iPad here, so I had the iPad propped up on the toilet to watch the game, and then I had you on the iPad, and then Austin said, "Hop in the StreamYard," and I said, "Hey, why not?"
How long have you been in the bathtub for? If you were watching the game,
oh, like 45 minutes.
Oh.
I got a lot to do here. I got books. I got my iPad. I got my phone. Kids are asleep.
So this you're is, back home?
This is living. Yep, back in Wisconsin. Back in the basement tub.
How was Arizona?
Freezing. Fucking freezing. It was terrible.
Why is it so, like, cold there?
I don't know. It was like record-setting lows.
Remember, he was in the mountains. Cohen told us where he was. Yeah,
and exactly. Cone wouldn't meet up with me in Phoenix at Pizzeria Bianco. His loss.
Ooh. Why?
I don't know. I just asked him in the comments and he didn't respond.
Oh.
Cone's definitely afraid that I would, like, post a picture of him on the internet or something.
Well, you probably would.
I don't have social media. Like, I have this.
Yeah.
Because I got
how was your weekend,
banned from Twitter.
You got any sports takes?
All-Star game was not that great. Like, they were really not trying at all until, like, and then at the end we're like, oh, we're gonna get some competition because they've got this target score. oh, it turns out they're going to start shooting half-court shots every single possession until they get there. It was just like, okay, guys. I guess you're having fun, but there are people watching.
The All-Star game debate with every sport, I think it wears thin, but the problem is, like, I think the fans want the All-Star game to be, you know, game seven. We want to see the best. It's not going to happen. But then the players, they keep going the other way. Like, they make it less. They find ways to make it less competitive every year. Luka flat out said, I got my 2 points. I don't care anymore.
It's just a shame. It's a real shame.
Bodie, I unblocked him on Twitter. I also unblocked him on YouTube.
Yeah, he sent me a message.
I thought the Jewel National Anthem was interesting.
Jewel?
Yeah, Bodie just said the National Anthem was the worst part of the game. I thought it was unique and not terrible.
He also said Candace Parker was the second worst part of the game.
Oh, I don't like women announcing men's sports.
He sent
So with Bodie, this comment here, I don't think that you can do it in 2023, because if you're going to criticize one woman objectively, I guess that's fine. But two women in one comment, that's very sexist. I should reblock him.
What a misogynist. Chauvinist pig.
I should reblock him. I mean, I can't handle this level of misogyny on my podcast.
Oh, you're going to get emails.
Just a second. Hey, bitch, bring me some ice cream.
Oh, fuck.
The funny part is she probably heard that.
I know. Here comes a tub of vanilla for Bart.
No. Yep. Oh, don't eat it on the podcast, Bart, you fucking shtick. You're a sticker. Getting old. Getting real old.
So is there any water in that tub, or you just sit there in the porcelain?
No, yeah, I have it. So what I do, it's a strategy. I fill it up about two-thirds of the way, and that way you don't get too hot too quickly. And it also lets you top it off with more hot water without having to, like, let water out and go through that whole equilibrium thing. Because if you want to extend the tub, obviously it's going to cool off. So you got to add more hot water. So you leave it a little below.
Yeah, because Matt in the Falls was for a long time known as Bathtub Matt. When you would call the afternoon show, you would be Bathtub Matt, and then we just called you Matt in the Falls.
Yeah, and then Rami abandoned us for Sacramento for some reason that we'll never ever know. But
how many bath bombs do you use in your in
zero?
Your...
I don't do any sort of soap or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And so I'll drain the tub, and then I'll stand up and shower with shampoo and body wash and that sort of thing. The tub is purely for relax. Yeah, I do this like 4 or 5 nights a week.
Bodie wants to also know, why are you banned from Twitter?
Giving the reason would be offensive.
Very coy of you, Matt.
Let's just say I've said some bad things about the T in LGBTQWRS barbecue, and Twitter didn't like it. So that thing about free speech and everybody getting unbanned, that's a lie. Because I'm still banned on all three accounts. Let the record show that Bart just had his head in his hands, like he just got word that his dog died.
Well, I was just thinking about how I'm such a great stand-up guy, but I am the company I keep.
Well, you know. What can I say?
All right.
I'm a traditional old-school guy.
All right, go back to eating salad if this is what we're doing.
Or ice cream.
Well, I asked. It was a question.
Tim without glasses. Whoa, we got Tim without glasses. Let me see that face. Tim without glasses. There he is. Never seen it before. All right, I'm out. You can go back to sports now.
Yeah, well, we weren't even really there, but.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah.
We could be in the Dominican or something.
Whew, thank God that's over with.
Well, it's good to see Matt. NNYE66. I got to have a better way to say that name. Says, I haven't taken a bath since I was 6 years old in 1980. What about like a romantic bath, like with your someone? I took a bath with my friend Eddie.
Jesus.
We had our we went to a hotel and there was like a heart-shaped pool tub. So we took a bath, but we just like got in it and we were in like our swimsuits and then people came to the room and they're like, "Whoa, what's going on?" And now that's probably should have done, probably get banned for that.
Hey, Kevin Holden's in Arizona. Maybe you can catch up with him later this week. Live from Maryvale.
Why? What's in Arizona?
Spring training?
I don't want to go to that shit.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so XFL was good.
Yeah. Party was good. XFL, fine. You know. And my question, I guess, to Mr. McGuire or the bar is this like a weekly thing? Like, are people showing up every Saturday for games or like, is this a one and done? So I'll find out next week or the next week or whatever.
Well, yeah, I'd love to go. There's the next game is Thursday night, actually, on FX.
Oh, so they are doing weeknight games too?
Sort of. I don't know the reason behind it, okay. But I'll let me just pull up. I have the XFL app downloaded. If I can just pull that up.
Do they have the broadcasting crews too? Like, who's calling these games? Is it people that ESPN hire from like?
So it was a lot of the Matt Barry called a game. I think he stinks. He does the college football scoreboard, like halftime updates.
Katie George on the sidelines for the first game, by the way. I don't know if you caught that.
Yeah, I caught that. You know who's a big Katie George fan, actually?
Who?
Katie George. And then there was like, they had like, so all the sideline guys you see, Tom Luganville, I think was calling a game. Mm-hmm. So XFL this weekend, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Sunday, and then Sunday triple header week 3. There's a Thursday night game week 5. There's a Monday night game.
There we go.
March 27th. Monday night football returns.
Well, they probably don't want to do XFL against the NCAA tournament maybe that weekend. I don't know.
I think the XFL is kind of a thing. Like, they don't care what they're against. They're just
They're just throwing games out randomly.
Yeah, like they don't care. I mean, they're just on. You watch it if you want to watch it or not. I still don't think this goes mainstream. And the problem with this too is the USFL is still going to happen.
Now, are they doing it all in one place again this year, or are they going to their cities?
So the XFL, here's the difference between the two. The XFL, I didn't know this until today, they all practice in Arlington. So they all fly to their cities, but then come back and practice in Arlington.
Oh.
And it kind of works for travel because there's three teams in Texas. There's San Antonio, Arlington, and then Houston.
Okay.
And then Seattle, Vegas, D.C., Orlando, and St. Louis. And then, so they all fly back. But then they all go play in their home cities. So the San Antonio crowd was really good. They feel like they're, you know, underrepresented in sports. The D.C. crowd was really good. The St. Louis crowd is going to be really good. They love the XFL. They love having some football. And so that'll all be really good. The USFL last year was just played in one place.
Yeah.
Birmingham. And then they had the playoffs in Canton. This year there's four hubs.
Okay. So
two teams are going to make up one hub. I think like Pittsburgh and Michigan play in Canton, something like that. So they don't even – so there's still not a lot of – like the crowd – one of the reasons the D.C. game was so cool was the crowd made a difference, and you don't really get that in the USFL except for Birmingham. But the USFL now, I was thinking that a lot of these guys would play in the XFL, then they'd go play in the USFL. But the USFL starts April 15th, and that's like week 8 of the XFL. So there's going to be weekends where they're both on at the same time. The USFL is owned by Fox and NBC, so they're never going to talk about the XFL. Yeah. The XFL is run by ESPN, so they're never going to talk about the USFL.
But you said FX is showing a game. Isn't that part of the Fox family, or am I?
FX was part of the Fox family that got sold off to Disney, along with the library. FS1 and Fox and Fox News are over here. FX got sold. Fox Field family or whatever got sold. Other stuff got sold. So that's where it is with these spring leagues.
Okay.
And I think, I mean, obviously the XFL being there, they played a few years ago and there is a head start to it. But then once you get like, I don't know.
Now, is your USFL team still the New Orleans team?
I guess. I mean, you'll have to ask me when I'm there. To me, it's basically like all about DraftKings. I like to play it.
You just, yeah. And pretty soon you'll be able to bet at Pato.
Yeah, when's that happening?
Hopefully soon.
Okay. Chad says, just about 40 minutes in and the show was zero Rodgers talk.
Yep, let's keep it that way.
I do want to say one thing that I brought up. Let me bring up the things I brought up on CBS.
Okay.
And then...
yeah, how was your show on Saturday? I didn't get to listen.
I thought it was pretty good. I mean, I was happy with my performance.
I'm looking forward to this week, by the way. You will entertain me every morning while I'm driving.
Yeah, 9 to 11 on the fan again.
Starting Tuesday, right? Not Monday?
Tuesday, not Monday.
Okay. All right.
So the here's the things I talked about. I talked about spring. What are you watching in the spring? I did that. I talked about baseball rules that are changing.
Mm-hmm.
And I do want to get into that more here. I'll probably do that tomorrow or Tuesday. Because MLB Network had the show. I had to watch it. They went over all the new rules. And there's a lot of them. I think I can get more into the shift being banned than I can. There's going to be a clock. There's going to be a real pitch clock. Yep. They'll have 30 seconds. And the batters have to comply and the pitchers have to comply. Otherwise, they're going to get a ball against them or a strike against them. So that's going to be – baseball should be an untimed game. And I don't like those clocks in it. But I'll talk about that a little bit more. Oh, and then I got a lot of calls on that. Like, I got a lot of people that were listening on a Saturday thinking, hey, I got a rule change. Here's some of the proposed rule changes that I can remember off the top of my head. What if baseball – so here's my plan. In the first five innings, there's three outs. No, what did he say? He said in the first five innings, there's two outs each. Then in the sixth inning, there's three outs. Then in the seventh, there's four outs. Then in the eighth, there's five outs. Then the ninth inning, there's six outs.
What?
That would end up being 27 outs or whatever he did the math. Yeah. And it would be more competitive. I got another one that said you should only be able to get out when the ball hits the glove at a base.
Now say it in the caller's voice.
Yeah, my suggestion is that they shouldn't, like a pop fly should not be an out. You should then have to throw it to the base where he is.
How many regular callers did you get, like from Milwaukee?
I wasn't on in Milwaukee.
I know, but the app. People could listen on the app.
I got a couple calls from...
regulars, I should say.
Like Tony, he didn't call in. Or
no. Okay.
Jeff said he listened, and it was a good show. Nice keeping it national and being nice to the old guys that called in. There was one guy I was kind of jerking around, but it's all in good fun. Another tweet, MLB is the youth sports of pro sports, constant tweaks, and in the end, nobody has fun. One guy says, yeah, one guy thought my name was Barr. He said, hey, I love your name. It's where I drink.
Barr Winkler. That's what I'm going to start calling you, Barr Winkler.
Matt wants to know how you're holding your phone. Doesn't it get tiring?
No.
Are you just holding your phone like in the air the whole time?
No.
What are you on?
I have a thing.
Like a stick?
Yeah. No. Don't worry about me. Keep going.
And then the other thing I talked about, and I bring this up because of the mention about Rodgers, is I said the Jets, I said, even though I'm a Packers fan and want to get the most available for Rodgers, I think the Jets should sign Derek Carr. I think he's their best option. I think the difference between the two of them historically is vast. No one's going to say that Carr is a top five quarterback, top 10 of all time. But if you look at the stats last year, they're pretty similar. I think Derek Carr had the Devontae problem. Here's a fun stat on Devontae Adams. Ready? Devontae Adams was targeted 180 times. He had 100 catches. That's a 55% completion rate based on targets. That ranked 140th in the league. And that was because Derek Carr would just throw it to him at every busted play. He would look and then just throw to Devontae. Same thing Rodgers did. So get Carr out of there. And I don't think the Jets are going to win a Super Bowl. So do the guy that's not that much worse, if worse at all, and don't give up a bunch. You're paying for him. You're not giving up compensation. So if I was the Jets, I would go with Derek Carr. That's what I was saying about that. I also talked about Kevin Durant, which is a very popular topic on national radio. We'll see what I come up with. I'm very excited for this week because it's just 2-hour shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll have plenty to talk about.
And the producer does a buy or sell every day. So that knocks out a segment. So I just have to come up with 5 segments a day.
What are you going to buy or sell?
I don't know. He writes it.
Oh, even better.
And then if he gets me a guest, that's 4 segments. It's like I'm barely on.
So where do you do your shows from?
I go to the station, but I don't do them.
Do you do it in the main studio or? Well, see, yeah.
I do them in one of the production tanks.
Okay.
I'm going to have to re-block Bodie. He's too much for me.
Gosh.
He says, if the co-host of the show, Tim, can't stop yawning, is it a sign that the show is super exciting or not?
No, I'm just tired. But that's fine.
Yeah. And Tim's not really a co-host. He's just someone that I he's like, it's like talking to a wall with eyes and a mouth.
It's true. The gummies are kicking in as well. I'm down to 1. Tomorrow I'm going.
Good.
I'll tell them you say hello.
Tell them Bart sent me.
I will. Don't worry.
I got to get in there too. I need some more.
I'll be there before you.
Grant says you're eye candy.
Thank you, Grant.
Bodie, I want to talk to you about this, buddy.
Why doesn't Bodie join us? Tell him to join. Block his comments and tell him to come on the show.
Well, I don't know. Again, I don't know. I don't know. You know, when Cone Roller joins, he's in a paper bag. I don't know if Bodie doesn't want his voice exposed as well.
Just show the face, Lord.
He says the NBA All-Star game has been great for the last 4 or 5 years. I agree with that. I think this was on the lower end, though. I didn't really enjoy this one as much. The beginning was really fun, and then I didn't like this one. I think that the end could have been better. I didn't really like it. I just got this news on the comments, and I appreciate you doing that, and I'm checking on it. The report is Giannis is going to New York on Monday to undergo further testing on his right wrist. So what does that mean?
Huh? Hold on.
Giannis is going for additional testing on his wrist. I don't like that. So what's in New York? I don't think that's a big deal. I'm going to say that's not a big deal. I don't know where Tim went. I'm going to say that's not a big deal.
I guess. What's in New York? That's
probably
not
the doctor that does it well. Green Bay. People come to Milwaukee all the time and we never have any idea because they have some of the top doctors for stuff. And people go to Green Bay. Isn't that one guy, Andrews something, James Andrews, whatever his name is? He's in Green Bay. It's the place he's going. What, was he only supposed to go to Milwaukee? It's not like he's going to Vietnam for acupuncture. Can I even say that? Is that I don't think that's a big deal.
Yeah, it's not.
No, I'm not worried about that.
No. I saw the tweet. Whatever.
I'm not worried about that.
He's fine. Maybe.
If I say I'm not worried about it enough, can you tell that I'm not worried about it? Or do I
exactly, because you're not worried about it and I'm not.
No, but when someone says that so much, it's like, well, he's definitely worried about it. He just...
don't be worried about it.
Well, I'm going to go to bed.
Okay, good night.
Paul Emig will be back this week.
Oh, Paul's back.
Paul will be back. At some point, I want to talk to Toby and or Horvat.
Ask Paul how his month-long of darkness went.
I will ask him that. He did the darkness retreat.
For a month.
Toby, by the way, here's some Toby news. So Toby moved out to D.C. to do producing for a radio station there. Those are his teams. That's where he's from. He's getting on air shifts already. He was on yesterday.
Yeah, I heard he was up against you.
I mean, we're all up against everybody. But tomorrow night, Monday night, at 8:15 Central, I'm going to be joining him. And I'm not sure what DC station is it, because they have 980 The Team and 106.7 The Fan. I don't know which one he's on or if it's both, but I will be joining Toby tomorrow, Monday night.
Oh, he's got a Monday night show?
Yeah. Oh, Matt's right. I do want to thank Matt. We do with Paul Emig. Matt stepped in 1 week. Nobody else had the balls to do it. So thanks, Matt, for doing that, filling in for Paul.
Sorry again, I couldn't join. I was being carjacked.
Yep, that was the night that Tim got carjacked.
Fuck. Bart's like, where are you? No reply, no reply. Where the fuck are you?
No, I wasn't that aggressive.
I know.
You said something like, shit just hit the fan. Good memories. All right, let me just remind you.
Oh, yes.
As it's President's Day.
Yes.
You know how I love to celebrate my presidents?
You tell me how.
The big old steak.
Ooh.
And this President's Day, vote for Omaha Steaks. You can get a big, juicy steak that you don't think you're going to want, but voting for it was the best decision you ever made. Or you could want to vote for a steak to break up the system. You just want to see change. So you're going to get that steak. And guess what? Everything's ruined forever. Ooh. Omaha Steaks. Promo code is BART. Just go check it out. I mean, they got great sales. I don't want to be like a... Like, they got great sales. They have great food. They have great savings. And then I give you 30% or $30 off the order. I just had the tenderloins the other night. Made some potatoes from scratch. I mean, my wife did all this, but.
Real quickly, before I forget.
OmahaSteaks.com. Promo code is BART at checkout. $30 off your package.
My Badgers.
Oh, yeah. Who'd they lose to on the wheel of losses?
Rutgers.
Lenardi still got them last four in.
They are still in, believe it or not. Thank you, North Carolina State, bud. Good Lord. And apparently all they need to do is win 17 games, and their three wins at Penn State, at Iowa, and at Marquette, I guess, are really big. So
that win against Marquette is really big.
It's really, really big. It's
Lenardi had Marquette projected as a four seed.
Yep. Well, no, they are not projected now because they came out, you know, how the
selection committee. Right.
Yeah. So they are a four seed as of yesterday, as of Saturday.
So Badgers' next game is Wednesday night.
Against Iowa at home.
Marquette plays Creighton on Tuesday.
Oh, a huge game in the Big East.
And then Milwaukee got beat by 20 to Robert Morris.
Two in a row now. They're falling to fourth. Bart, don't like it.
Yeah. Program got a little attention on it, and then they started losing a bunch of games.
Who let Pat Baldwin into the game?
Hey. Sorry. They'll be back. They'll get that bid.
Baby. Oh, yeah. I know they will.
I believe. Tim, again, I've been teasing this for weeks, but my website will come out soon.
All right. Can't wait to see my bio.
I think I'm going to pop into the guy. Sun Ant Interactive is helping me with the website, and they're located in Brookfield. I think I'm going to go there this week.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Is this the only live show this week?
Oh, that's a good question.
Unless you want to do one after the Badger game Wednesday.
No, I'll be getting my beauty sleep. I got to be up in the morning, man.
You know, you don't want to oversleep and be show up late.
No, I got to think. I got to get up.
Did you zoom in on me or something? I feel real close.
You've done all that. I got to get up. I got to get up every day this week. I get up even on Monday.
What do you got to get up Monday for?
I got shit going on.
Damn, you're popular. Do you have a job? You have a job, don't you?
Well, I have the same job you do. I drive chicken wings all over town. You know? Those $2 McDonald's orders, no tip, aren't going to magically appear at the door to themselves.
Right? All right. Well.
All right. Get out of here.
Have a good week, Bart.
Talk to you tomorrow. See you guys.
Tax day is coming.
Oh, no.
But if you sign up for Robinhood Gold's IRA with a 3% match, you can get up to $195 for the 2023 tax year.
Oh, yeah.
Sign up at Robinhood.com/boost by tax day to get the biggest contribution match on the market. Subscription fees apply. You know you got the
most. Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.